Bob Jones University presents Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. As founder of the world's largest fundamental Christian university and a preacher who loved people, Dr. Jones influenced thousands to come to the Savior. Even until the time he went to live with his Lord, his practical insight into the commandments of God and the hearts of men helped people all over the world find the answers to life in the Word of Truth.
The wonderful thing about the Word of God, the older you get, the more you see in it. The longer you study it, the clearer some things are to you. Now notice, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go towards the south. Now he sent him in a certain direction. See? Now wait a minute. You know, we better get our directions today, because very few of us have the directions. Very few of us know where we're going. Very few people know where they're going to wind up. Now, you cannot wind up in the right place going the wrong direction. He said, now go down towards the south. That's specific. Now, you know, men and women, if you're under God in divine orders, you'll go a certain direction. Now, you may not move as fast as you should move. You may not clearly understand everything. Sometimes you don't understand clearly. You say, well, I'm going this way, see. I'm not so familiar with the road, but this is the way I'm going, you see. But be sure it's the right road, in the right direction, you see. Be sure you're in the right direction. All right, now, that's the trouble with the world. Ever since the fall of man, it's been going in the wrong direction. Adam and Eve walked out on God. The whole Adamic race is against God. The natural man is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. The natural man cannot apprehend the supernatural. He can't understand it. So, first he had his directions. He got that clear. Now, there's just one thing for you to settle. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died on the cross to save sinners. He rose from the dead. He's the world's only Savior. Now, settle that. Don't go any further for just a minute. Until you settle that question right, you can never go in the right direction. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, he said that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, wait a minute. Now, he said something else. He said, no man comes to the Father but by me. Now, that's definite, clear, explicit. You know, people say, well, Mohammedanism has something, and this other religion has something, and all of them have something, you know. Yes, but they don't have the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other person in all history that could ever say with the authority, no man comes to the Father but by me. Now, get your direction. You know, when we go to sing that old song, Jesus Only, we're singing along the right line. We're on pitch there. Now, when they're up on the Mount Transfiguration, you know, Moses and Elijah were there, they saw Jesus only, see, only, you see. After the thing was over, there was Jesus only, see. Now, he had his folks with him, but he was the center of that occasion, and he's the center of everything, and the only thing you know about him is what the Bible says about him. You don't know anything about Jesus except what the Bible said. Man never did understand him. They said everything about him when he was here, but God told us about him. God told us in the Bible, that is his book, that he was a Lamb of God. God said that he came to die for sinners. God said he's the world's only Savior. And Jesus said, I am God too. If you've seen me, you've seen God. Oh, you say, I don't understand that. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to understand it. I never have understood the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, three in one, the one God, but it's so. I don't have to understand it to know it's so. A great many things I don't have to understand to know it's so. But I don't have to understand how I digest my food. I take the food and digest it and get my strength. I don't have to sit down and read a book on digestion and describe digestion and understand digestion to know I'm enjoying what I'm eating and the saliva's working and I get vitality and strength from the food. When I was a little boy, I took Jesus as my Savior and the only Savior, and I didn't understand it, just a little fella, you know. But, you know, I sure did enjoy him, and I enjoy him still. And I could do without my wife and my son and my grandchildren and all my loved ones and friends easy, and I get along without Jesus. So get your direction right. All right? Now, I said, go down to the south. That's the direction. Rise and toward the south on the way that goeth down to Jerusalem and Gaza. Now, he told him not only the direction, but the way. Now, Jesus Christ said, I am the way. If you go in the right direction, you go this way, see. That's the way. He told him the direction, told him the way. Then he said something else. Down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Now, he told him what the road was. Now, of course, this is an application. I'm not attempting an exposition here of this scripture. It was a desert, he said. The road may not be so comfortable. He didn't tell you an easy time, you know. You know, we've got so much in our modern religion about it pays to serve Jesus. It pays in every way. It pays every day. Hoorah, all get on the bandwagon. You know, God never made such an appeal as that. God states certain things that if you leave father and mother and give up everything for Jesus, you get along in this world. And in the world to come, you'll have everlasting life and all that. But you know, the appeal of Jesus was never that sort of appeal. He stated as a fact certain things would happen. But his appeal was always to take up a cross, see? Are you going to have a hard time if you stand for Jesus Christ? You can't stand uncompromisingly for the Lord Jesus Christ and not have persecutions and oppositions and go through deserts. Now, remember that, man. Now, remember that. You know, we bankrupted character in this country by making the religious people softies, see? When I was a boy, you didn't do that. When I was a boy, they told us, if you go to do it now, you have to give up a lot of things and life will be different. And you better count the cost now and see if you can do it. Don't play at it. There's no play business, old country preachers. You have to come out and be separate and live the right kind of life and give up the world and turn your back on sin. And my, what a message those fellows would give. And so would fellows sit down and say, well, I don't believe I can do that, you know. That's pretty hard, isn't it, you see? But they'd keep preaching to us. And we'd say, well, we're going to hell if we don't get right. And maybe we better go up at that mourner's bench and get right, you see. It isn't so anymore. We've turned our modern movement into a bandwagon procession. Everybody get on the bandwagon. Beat the drum. Toot the horn. Come on, everybody, everybody. And we've got about 100 million church members. What are they worth? What are they worth to America? What are they doing for God? Now, here's one man under divine direction. What a story God told. Why, the story of the New Testament is a story of Jesus Christ empowering men, individuals. Call the lowly of life, walking away from the ecclesiastical machinery, picking up humble men, tax collectors and fishermen, and turning them into men that could make the earth tremble, see? God did it. We've got away from the power of God. We've substituted influence and machinery and organization and numbers, and we can do it, you know. We've got a great organization. We can do it, you see. And, oh, yeah, Rome was great. But Rome wasn't great when it turned its back on Jesus Christ. In A.D. 70, you know what happened. You know what happened over there. You know what happened to Rome later. Jerusalem, all the persecution, the saints killed and all that. But you know what happened. The dust of his centuries later began to blow over the bones. And so it's been. And ancient Babylon swung her gardens in the air, too, you see. Oh, yes, hoorah for us, you know. That's easy enough. And here's the world today. People are saying hoorah like a fellow whistling in the dark in the midst of the world. Now, you better get back under God's orders. You better get back where we used to be. You better get back like it was in America in the old days. There are no substitutes for character. And that's what's the matter with us today. So he said, now on this road, you're going to a desert. You'd have to stand for something. Well, you know, people say, now don't say anything. You won't be popular, you know. And we write books on how to have everybody love you and be sweet and nice. And we are such lovely people, all of us, you know. And yeah, we are lovely, aren't we? Kids in jail, yeah. Oh, yeah, we sure are lovely, aren't we? Hollywood religion, yes. Oh, yeah, hip hoorah, everybody, get on the bandwagon. Come on, let's go to hell together. That's the age we're living in. That's the age you're living in, I'm living in, and my grandchildren are living in. May God the Almighty help us to see it. Angel Lord said, this is the right direction. Get the direction right. Get the direction right. Don't get the wrong direction. All right? This is a road. All right? What is a road? It's a highway. Oh, no. No, it's a narrow way. You can't take the world along with you. You can't take all the crowd with you. He said the friendship of the world's enmity to God. Oh, yes. If you love the world, the love of the Father isn't in you. That's the Bible. Come on, get in the road. Yeah, come on. All right, now, well, where does it lead? You go to a desert. Oh, I don't like deserts. No, I know. It's pretty hot, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. What if I want a drink of water? My God will supply all your needs. It's a desert. Yeah, this road of God's orders has never been a smooth road. When you march under God's orders, you'll be attacked by Satan on the highway. That's always happened. It happened to Paul. Paul what said to the Lord, what do you have me to do? And the Lord told him what to do, and he went out to do it. What happened? Went to jail, was persecuted, went up against opposition. You know, I'm ashamed sometimes that I've had it so easy. I read about these old men that did what God told them to do, and think about in this day and time, some of us try to do what God tells us to do, and we're treated so well. Oh, you say we're so much nicer. No, we're not. Our forefathers came over to America to get a chance to preach the gospel. We have an American system of freedom and liberty that pagan Rome didn't give. But don't ever think that the world loves us and that everybody's for us. They may be for you as a man, they may be for you as a musician, or they may be for you as a citizen that's contributing something to the community, see? But they're not for you, for Christ you serve. And if he's all in all, you have to face it. So he said, now, go down that way through a desert, but go on, go on. All right, and what did he do? He said, all right, I'll do it. I got the direction clear, and I got the road clear, and I know what I'm going to face down through a desert, but I'll go. Lord God, help us to be willing to go. You're asking us today, all of us, people listening in, to be faithful. You didn't tell us to be famous and make the headlines. You told us to be faithful. We pray and lead us by thy Spirit. Direct us in all things and keep us true to Jesus Christ. Wherever the road leads, the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. You never would leave us. You never have left us. You never left anybody. You go with us all the way. And what if it is a desert? What if it is a long road? What if it is a hard road? What does it matter, O God, if you're with us? We'd rather be down a desert road with you than on a comfortable highway in a modern automobile on our way to hell. Help us to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ in all things till the work's done and Jesus comes. We pray in his name. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution which stands without apology for the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the faith and has high cultural and academic standards, write to Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.